Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will explore the swing-era big bands of Harry James with Kitty Callan, Earl Hines, Gene Krupa, Bunny Berrigan, Benny Goodman with Mildred Bailey on vocals, and Bob Crosby. Kitty Callan sang with the orchestras of Jack Teagarden and Jimmy Dorsey before she joined up with Harry James in 1944. After almost 2 years of recording bands and union problems, the James Orchestra entered a recording studio with their new girl singer. Their first recording of Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light soon became the number one song in America, the first of many hit songs. This first set of songs by pretty Kitty Callan, as she was often billed, and the James Big Band includes I Don't Care Who Knows, 1160 PM, and The Wonder of You.
Thank you. 1160 p.m., 1160 p.m., the clock was striking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1160 p.m. The moon was high in the sky, you had that look in your eye, I tried to kiss you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1200 times. We had spent the evening walking around the block. It was grand to wind up closer together than 12 o'clock. I gotta see you again and hold you close to me when the clock is striking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1160 p.m., 1160 p.m., 1160 p.m., good night.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Earl Hines Orchestra was the house band at the Grand Terrace Cafe in Chicago from 1928 through 1940. The Grand Terrace was a gangster hangout controlled by Al Capone. Hines and his band members wisely learned to see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing. Capone referred to Hines as his piano man. Let's play three instrumentals, all composed by Earl Hines: Inspiration, Ridin' a Riff, and Father's Idea. Father being the nickname of Earl Hines.
Thank you. Father's idea.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Eugene Bertram Krupa was born in 1909 in Chicago, the youngest of nine children. His parents had groomed him for the priesthood, but after 1 year in the seminary, Gene decided to become a drummer. He began playing professionally in the mid-1920s and played with many prominent musicians and was hired by Benny Goodman, a childhood friend, in 1935. Krupa became famous with Goodman and started his own orchestra in 1938. He was a flashy showman while drumming and established the drum solo in jazz. In 1943, Krupa was arrested for possession of two marijuana cigarettes and spent 3 months in jail, but he was apparently framed as a witness was paid to falsely testify. After the swing era, Krupa remained active in jazz but slowed down in the 1960s due to back problems. His house in Yonkers, New York was mostly destroyed by a fire, but Krupa continued to live in it. He passed away from leukemia and a heart attack in 1973 at 64 years old. This set will begin with a couple songs by Irene Day, Rum Boogie and How About That Mess, and then the instrumental, The Babe Takes a Bow, must be a reference to Babe Ruth.
It's native rhythm haunt you, it's barbaric and it haunts you, it's a killer.
and let your hips and shoulders glide, and throw your body back and ride. Something like rum boogie, rum boogie, woo boogie. In Harlem or Havana, in Poughkeepsie or Savannah, it's a killer.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. Bunny Berrigan was one of the best trumpet players of the swing era. He was born Roland Bernard Berrigan in 1908 in Hilbert, Wisconsin, a small town north of Milwaukee. He began playing trumpet in local bands while in his teens. While attending the University of Wisconsin, he joined the Hal Camp Orchestra. He moved to New York City, where he became a much sought-after studio musician. In 1935, he joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra and became famous. In 1937, he formed his own band, which went bankrupt 2 years later due to his lack of business sense and severe alcoholism. After a stint with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, he reformed his band, which lasted until his death from cirrhosis of the liver. He was only 33 years old. Lined up are three works by the Berrigan Orchestra: Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby, Sobbin' Blues, and High Society.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Most recordings that Mildred Bailey made during the swing era were with her husband, Red Norville's band, but she recorded with the Benny Goodman Orchestra several times. Here are three of those recordings, Bluebirds in the Moonlight and Faithful Forever, both composed by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, followed by Kern and Hammerstein's That Lucky Fellow. ¶¶
in my arms again. Faithful forever, I promise to be. So always have faith in me.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Bob Crosby lived in the shadow of his much more famous older brother, Bing, who was already famous when Bob began his singing career in 1931. He got a short-lived job with the Dorsey Brothers Band when Tommy Dorsey told him he wasn't as good a singer as Bing. He decided to go out on his own when he was being billed as Bing's little brother. He finally found success when he was invited to lead the Ben Pollack Band after Pollack's retirement. The rest is history. Here's the Bob Crosby Orchestra with Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields' Digga Digga Doo and Till We Meet Again.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.